Welcome back. Again, it's great to be back on the air. It is a real pleasure and a real honor to welcome to the show my next guest on the telephone. His name is George Hoffman, and if you don't know that name, then you haven't been listening to the radio for the last 50 years. George is most recently, he's been a broadcaster all over the place, in front of the founding voices of the Score. It was on WBBM for many years. Now he's an author, and his book is called Tell Me a Story I Don't Know, Conversations with Chicago Sports Legends. George, you're a legend, and it's nice to welcome you to the show. I wrote about your book last week in the Chicago Tribune, and you know how much I enjoyed it. So welcome to the show.
Well, this is my pleasure, and you're the legend, not me. And by the way, let it be known that I also spent 10 months at WGN.
I know. I just heard. From my colleagues here going, hey, he used to work here. I go, well, of course he did. He's worked everywhere. How was your time at WGN?
It was great because I was working with the great Dave Ennett.
Sure.
He is, of course, the great Dave Ennett. And I was there from, I think it was November of 2009 until August of 2010. And I also had the incredible pleasure of covering the Game 6 of that Stanley Cup Final in Philadelphia when the Blackhawks got the mysterious goal from Patrick Kane, and I was with the broadcast crew, and I just happened to be sitting on the bench watching that Stanley Cup being hoisted. So that was an incredible a string of luck to be there.
Well, you have had quite a career, and I need to ask you, in all, without any chauvinism, is there a better sports town in this country and or the world than Chicago, Illinois?
Well, it's certainly a sports town that's had, I would think, far more losers than winners. Though, you know, when right after the Bears won the Super Bowl, which I believe was in a different century,
yes,
we had Michael Jordan, you know, and that was fabulous. And finally, the White Sox won a World Series. You know, I was lucky to be there, and the Cubs won a World Series, and that's great. But it's, you know, every town, major city, is going to say we are the best sports town in the world.
Of course,
when you've grown up here, and, you know, I mean, I grew up here in Chicago, and I followed all the teams and reported on the teams. It's, you know, you kind of live and die with it. It's been a lot of fun, to say the least.
Well, this book, Tell Me a Story I Don't Know, it comes from the podcast that you started after you left WBBM, News Radio 78, as they say. It is not, as I said in my story that you can look up in Tuesdays from Tuesday's Tribune, it's not just a sort of best of or a cliff notes of your radio show. You really worked at this book, George, and it is, I find it wonderfully written, too. It's based on the podcast, but it's you writing. Where did that come from?
Well, I've always been able to write. I just really rarely wrote for print.
Right.
And so, to make this a short story, if I can.
No, you can keep
my podcast wasn't even 50 guests old when I thought of this idea, and I went to my nephew Sam, who was working with Triumph.
Mm-hmm.
Or he had been, and I said, "What do you think?" And he said, "Try it. They may bite on this." It just so happened that the people at Triumph, including their boss, Noah Armstetter, they listened to the Score. When I was there, they knew who I was.
Sure.
And it was a long shot to say, listen, I want to take 50 guests and write vignettes on them. It's not just transcribing.
Oh, no.
Trying to bring to life some of the stories that were told by these people, because the podcast was usually anywhere from 45 to 50 minutes long.
Sure.
And so you had a lot of stories. So the research was already there. I mean, it was a matter of sitting down and figuring out, okay, which 50, which is really difficult to do.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, because you had to deal with almost 100 people from whom to choose, right?
Well, yeah, but at that point when I was writing, there was still, by the time we put the transcript in, there were still 20 people I hadn't interviewed yet. So it was really about 70.
Gotcha.
That I had to, and it's hard when you do not have in this book people like Doc Emmert and Ron Coomer, that's tough. Keith Olbermann, all these people that I didn't include in the book.
If I'm
Steiner, great people.
Yeah, but if I'm Triumph Books, I just say to you, George, let's have volume two. That's what I would say.
I'd love to do volume two. I don't know if that's going to happen because unfortunately the podcast ended in this. The funny thing is the podcast ended in December, about a month before the book came out.
Right,
that
right,
was
right.
In itself, but it was. It was joyous, Rick, to do it. I mean, it was a great project to listen back, and I knew some of the stories already. So
sure.
in these vignettes, there may be one, there may be two, sometimes there are three stories, and a lot of them, people have never really heard or read about. I'll just give you an example
sure.
of one of them. I'm sure you know who this person is. Kenny McReynolds, who's been in this market now for well over 40 years, tells an extraordinary story. It's a true story about when he was once pronounced dead by a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Literally pronounced dead by the doctor. And he was looking around going, hey, doc, guess what?
I'm not You're dead. Wrong.
It's an unbelievable story. And those are the things that I think people will find fascinating, because it's not like you're reading a novel here. You're reading something that may be 1,300 to 1,500 words, and then you get on to the next one, and the next one, and the next one. You can pick and choose, and there's so many fascinating people.
Well, one of the things that characterized your podcast, and I think characterized much of your reporting that I've listened to over the years, is you want – it's not sort of the Paul Harvey kind of the story behind the story kind of thing, but you have an innate and palpable curiosity. You go into these things, I think, very well researched, which allows the interview subjects to be relatively, calm, sensitive, and very, very honest with you. And I think that's why these stories, things you don't know, come out so freely. And because, a lot of these people, George, in the book have been interviewed a million times by a million different people. But I think you bring out something a little special in each of them. Do you sense that, or am I being too complimentary?
No. There was a lot of research that I had to do for each guest, even though I knew just about everybody. There were a few people I did not know,
mm-hmm.
but I knew pretty much. I've been working with these people for years. I know Marv Albert. He's not in the book, but I used to do stats for Marv in the late 70s and early 80s. Bob Costas, I first came in contact with in 1975, worked for him in 1980. And so all these people, what you do is you research and you want to go back in time.
Yeah.
With them.
Yeah.
That in the case of the book, it's sports personalities with connections to Chicago. And so what you're trying to weave is those particular connections. What is it about the city? What your history and what have you? And yes, I mean, some of the guests were and best ones were not just honest but vulnerable. Peggy Kaczynski has been in this city for many, many years. I mean, she talked not only about her, and I'm going to use this term because it fits, her lust for food and wine.
Yeah.
And also about her difficult time when she was losing her sister while trying to work.
I know.
And so you're running the gamut, and the interview was just...
Yeah, it's a great it's a great interview.
And same with Jason Benetti as well, because, he's just so sincere. And with him, some of the research was just leave it to the side. This is not an interview now. This is a conversation. Let it flow. And it did with him. We just let it flow. And he's great. But then again, he's an easy interview, to be honest with you.
Well, but also George Hoffman, that's the thing that characterizes this this book, Tell Me a Story, I Don't Know, Conversations with Chicago Sports Legends, is there's an intimacy to it that allows for a real honesty. These very short chapters, I call them chapters, about dozens of people, 50 people who you think you know, you will You will know them in a different light when you read this book. George, we got to take a short break, and we'll come back. I want to talk a little about Mike Wilbon, who I thought is wonderful in the book. And then I want you to tell me some of your other favorites. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back in a couple minutes. I hold in my hands the first book by George Hoffman, Tell Me a Story I Don't Know, Conversations with Chicago Sports Legends. I hope it is the first of many books, because I really like your writing, George. It's based on the podcast that he once had. And I was so taken with, you know, Michael Wilbon. I think that many people don't even know he's from Chicago, but you chose Mike to be your first guest on your podcast. Why, George?
Because, first of all, I've known Michael for close to 40 years.
Wow.
And he is a Chicagoan.
Yeah.
He's a Southsider who happens to be a Cubs fan. And anybody who sees him at all, and I don't know how many people watch, pardon the interruption, which is the best television sports program ever put on. He is great. He's always talking about Chicago. You know, he's on the board at Northwestern where we went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said to myself, who would you like to lead with this? And how ironic that the first podcast was on January 26th of 2021, which was the 35th anniversary of the Bears winning the Super Bowl. I said, well, Michael, perfect. He's just the genuine article, a wonderful guy. And what he did, besides tweeting out a message, was just before Christmas, I see on Twitter, it just happened to be looking, he puts out a 1 minute video from the set of PTI, pardon the interruption, in which he's reviewing two books, including mine.
That's so
generous.
And
it absolutely oh my gosh.
Well, but that's so generous. And I've met him a couple of times and find him to be, you know, not only really a class A broadcaster, but just a really decent human being. One of the things also that comes out of your book, George Hoffman, is I certainly know some of the people in your book. I know Paul Sullivan, the writer for the comics, very, very well. But I come off liking so many of these people. Obviously, you do too, but it's a very, very likable crowd you give us in this book.
Well, the book is meant to be entertaining.
Yeah.
This is not a controversial book.
Sure.
You know, it wasn't written in that spirit. It was written to bring to life a lot of people that sports fans know and some others who may not know may want to read and find out about.
Yeah.
It's not an autobiography of one person. It's a little mini of 50 of them.
Yeah, they're
Mike Greenberg is another one. He wrote the foreword to the book. Now, Greeny, and that's how he's well known around the country, it says in the foreword, I am the first person that he did work with professionally. That was back in 1989 at the old WMAQ All News, which was then the competitor for WBBM, a string bean from Northwestern who soaked in everything, and he was absolutely, and he's carved out such a fabulous career. I said, Mike Greeny, can you write the foreword to the book? 2 hours later on my email, there's the foreword to the book.
That's
great. I mean, seriously?
Yeah, seriously. I'm telling you, George.
Just great people.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure you have heard from so many of them. And, you know, Paul Sullivan, my colleague at the Tribune, even though we don't work in the same office because hardly anybody's going in the office anymore, was raving about this before it even came out. And, you know, here's Dave Ennett from this fine station, and it just, you know what it's like, George? And it's like walking into the most interesting bar, its most interesting tavern that has ever existed in Chicago. That's sort of the way I feel about it. You get little snippets of conversation. It's like, it really is like that, don't you think?
And if people read it, for example, and I don't want to give away all this stuff here, but in the case of Dave Ennett, you would think I took stories about sports. I did with one, but the other is he told a story about when he was a kid, and I think he said he was 8 years old, and a friend and his dad, they took the kids to Kennedy's memorial when he was killed, when he was assassinated in 1963. Yep. And he described it. And I said to myself, now there's a story probably no one's heard, and it's fascinating because it's a different side of a human being. And I really, you know, I mean, I love Dave, and but that was different, and that's the whole idea. Eddie Olczyk, for example, hilarious guy, by the way, told a great story about how he was traded by Toronto, the Maple Leafs, to Winnipeg while he was in the hospital watching his wife go through labor for their second child. The story itself is so hysterical that I had to put it in the book. And so this is what you get, is you get stories that people just read and go, really? Seriously?
Well,
you mean Dave Repson? Dave Repson actually had a golf game with O.J. Simpson?
Yeah, yes, that's a good one. That's a good one, too. But you get human being. You in a matter of just a few pages, I'm sure everybody in the world thinks they know Ozzie Guillen. You make these people who most people only know as a voice or a face. To your credit, George Hoffman, you make human beings out of them in 3 or 4 pages.
It's not difficult when it comes to somebody like Ozzie Guillen. I don't know if I told the story in the book. I really don't. I had been out of work for several months, and I was coaxed to go to the ballpark just to go. So I'm there. I'm at, you know, on the south side. But I'm not a member of the media at that moment. And so Ozzie's holding court with the media before the game. And I figure I'm going to stay about 50 feet away. He sees me from the distance and he gives me the finger. And I said, I'm back. He loves me. Seriously, that was Ozzie. That's Ozzie in a nutshell.
Well, you've got there's a great picture of you in the book with Ozzie. You have had do you feel on any level, George Hoffman, do you feel lucky to have had the career you've had? You've just met so many interesting people and seen, you know, and sports is not quite life and death, but it's like that on the field. You must feel kind of fortunate.
Well, it's what I wanted to do, Rick, when I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
And we would be playing baseball. I grew up in Albany Park.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be like something like 15 or 20 kids playing baseball. And I played, but I was also the announcer. I was Jack Brickhouse.
Wow.
And I would interview the players before and after the game in a soda pop can.
Wow.
I kind of got the feeling some 62 years ago that this is what I wanted to do. Lucky? I don't know if it's lucky. It's more of just, you know, finding a passion and going with it. And, you know, now that I'm 70, I'm not done yet, by the way. I'm trying to stay in a circulation. But here's one other thing. It's interesting for both of us that I've never met you. I still haven't met you. We've talked.
Right.
We've been in this industry for basically since like Abner Doubleday invented baseball.
In long
time. And never met.
Yes, since the typewriter was invented. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But that's kind of the business, is you can...
Sure.
You know somebody's work, and they know your work, and you don't talk. But then again, it's a, you know, Chicago's a large market and all that stuff. And so, you know, and Sully, by the way, he's a tremendous piece of work.
Yes,
gosh almighty, the stories this guy can tell.
Yes, he is.
I mean...
Well, the next time you sit down with Sully, have him tell you all Royko stories, because he's got a ton of those. George, I don't know you personally, but I know you from this book, Tell Me a Story, I Don't Know, Conversations with Chicago Sports Legends. I cannot wait until we meet face-to-face sometime and you can tell me more stories. It's a great...
I hope that is soon, and thank you so much for publicizing the book and having me on. I appreciate it.
It's a terrific book. It's just a terrific book about, you know, voices and faces you have seen, and you will see them in a new human and very, very entertaining way in this book. Take care. I'll see you soon.